Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I will admit I was sorry for ever causing you pain. You showed your appreciation by walking out anyway. And that's a cool shot.
That's the late, great Stevie Ray Vaughan. I just want to let him finish that little part. That's one of his classics. Welcome back, 17 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Rich Galen is our guest. Mullings.com is his website. I encourage you to subscribe to his twice-weekly cyber column. And Rich is a longtime Brain Trust member of the Republican persuasion, a political operative extraordinaire. Many of you see him on television, CNN most recently, right, Rich?
Yeah, over the weekend I did MSNBC on Saturday and CNN on
over
Sunday,
the dark side, so, huh?
Yeah, over on the other side. So, yeah. And every so often you got to go in just to see what they're up to.
Right. So it's you against six lefties, and you're almost outnumbered, right?
I think that's a fair fight.
Almost outnumbered, exactly. So thanks for hanging out with me. I want to talk about Obamacare.
Sure.
Before you give us your commentary on what's going on, I found a piece today from CBS News. They reported that three 20-year-olds in San Francisco in a small office that they share with other people who are trying to do some, it's like a startup incubator. Mm-hmm. These three guys, without any money, on their own, took 2 weeks and built a parallel healthcare.gov website that now works, that people can use, that can actually go there and sign up if they want to. And I mean, it really functions as a clone of what the healthcare.gov was supposed to be. But you can actually go there and sign up. And here's what they said. They said they got it, meaning the government. They got it completely backwards in terms of what people want up front, one of them said. They said they want price and benefits so that they could make their decision. And
right.
See, this is what he's missing. This is the naive part about what he's saying, is he's assuming the government wanted you and me to make a decision on our own, for ourselves. And that's the opposite of what Obamacare was intended for. Obamacare was intended for them to make a decision for us,
or at least lead us down a path that we couldn't resist. So we had,
and they thought that they actually thought that would happen, didn't they?
Oh yeah, I mean somebody else said that, you know, they had a bunch of people that had never started a business, much less built a system in charge of this thing, and then the reporting is pretty clear that as these things always are, Republican or Democrat, mm-hmm. it turned into a political football. The people around the president, you know, wanting to make sure that they could claim credit because they kept getting good news about this, not wanting to have to share with the CMS or HHS. CMS is the Medicare Medicaid folks. Mm-hmm. HHS owns them, the Health and Human Services, and nobody around the president will give him bad news. I mean, he's just so insulated,
mm-hmm.
Think about this: let's say you're going to start a TV show, a cable TV show, and you had people working on it, and you know, and you're going to go live tomorrow. Don't you think at some point you'd say, "Are we ready to go?
Right.
Can we run through this once just to see?"
Well, that's because I've actually built something before, and I've actually failed at trying to do that. And,
that's right.
And these people have never built anything, and they've never failed at anything.
No, that's right. And so, I mean, when Kathleen Sebelius said she never called the White House to say that this may not be ready, I believe that. But I don't believe that nobody in the White House called HHS or CMS and said, "Now this is going to be ready to go, right?"
This is an administration
that
believes if they say something, it'll happen.
It will be so.
One of the guys, one of the guys one of the architects of Obamacare said that they knew 4 years ago that this was going to kick a bunch of people off their insurance, but mm-hmm. he said we actually believed that when they were then motivated to go to the exchange to get the policy, that they would like that so much better that they would choose that and actually be happy that they got kicked off.
That's right. That's what Jay Carney, the president's press secretary, said in the early days before this thing really caught fire about the president misleading everybody, the whole country.
And
he said, "No, well, but those were substandard
That's it.
Those are substandard
There's
plans.
There's the word.
It was my choice, not yours.
Substandard. That's what the president said, too. He said, yeah, these people are going to have all these substandard policies, and we just need to get those out. The insurance, those mean old insurance companies. Never mind that that's what I wanted. Never mind that the coverage that I have has been blended into my risk-taking tolerance and my financial plan so that I'm willing to live with this. I've been doing it for 5 years. It's been working so far. Never mind that that's what I want. See, to me, this is like, Rich, this is like saying that McDonald's should get rid of all the regular hamburgers, because why would anybody want a substandard hamburger when they can eat a Big Mac?
Yeah.
Isn't that the same thing?
That's slightly more money. That is exactly the same thing. And it's just astonishing to me that, I know what I was going to say, is that but in order to make the thing work, you had to get young, healthy mm-hmm. people signed up into this thing and into the risk pool so that the insurance companies, the actuaries, could do the calculations. And because guys our age are going to cost them money. Guys that are, 27 are going to make money
That's
on
right.
them. But not if they're not in the system. You got to get them in there.
And so they expect you to have 500,000 people signed up. The projection, their assumptions were that they would have 500,000 people signed up by the end of October, and they wound up with between 40 and 50,000.
Yeah, we haven't gotten the official
one-tenth.
Word yet this week, but we will. Yeah, that's right, 10%. And then that's assuming they're not lying about that.
Right.
I mean, there's state after state where there's one or two people, so I don't know where all those other people are coming from. But once it is up and running, and they'll get the website fixed.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just
eventually.
That's just a technical matter. But then we got to see how it really functions in real life, and I think it's going to be even worse.
Which brings us to the politics of it all, folks, which is what I want Rich to, he's the pro at this. We're going to get him to tell us how this is going to roll out over the next year from a political standpoint. We got one of those elections coming up again a year from now. 10 till, right back with Rich Galen. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.